with people. I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to armor their mind. I'm trying to get them the belief, because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will fucking just hammer you.
It's like a personal curse.
100%. So if I can help you build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You've been able to go on an audiobook in your mind. Maybe you didn't write a book, but in your mind, you were able to hear all your past traumas. You were able to listen to them. You're able to fucking say, okay, now I can now talk to people about what I went through. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays in their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. So when I talk to people, it's not sugarcoated, because I'm not saying it from, I was 175 pounds my whole life. I don't say much to those people. Maybe you're a piece of shit. Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life, because obviously you are. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, I'll support you in that. If you're good with being who you are, that every day you wake up and every day you smell like shit because you can't wash your body well, and your skin's messed up because your health's so bad, and you can't put your clothes on right, you need help with that. You need help, like when I was doing, I need help wiping my ass. That makes you feel good? Nothing I can say to you. If every day you wake up with this, see, people are haunted, but they obviously like horror films because they keep watching the same fucking movie. I don't like horror films. A lot of people like horror films. So I don't say much to them. I say exactly what I said to you right there, because I was once you. I didn't like horror films, so I changed it. I had this haunting voice in the back of my head. A lot of us have it. We just ignore it. And it was there for years. So I knew in the back of my mind that I could pull off this whatever. Whatever I wanted, I knew I could. I knew that, but I was afraid of the work, because I wasn't gifted with brains. I wasn't gifted with God-given talent as far as like athleticism. So I knew to get to where I had to go, to be on the same playing field as these men, to even try out for this program, I knew the work was gonna be something that I didn't wanna even attack. So I was just putting it off, because it haunted me. The voice in my head said, you know what, man? You're gonna die never even trying to reach your full potential. And how's that gonna feel? So I'm gonna live even while I'm dead. I'm gonna be, because I believe in a higher power, whatever it may be, I don't know what it is. I believe that your mind lives forever. Some spirit, something lives forever. I'm gonna be haunted by the mere fact that I literally just, that's what I was.
You wasted that life.
That's what I was.
And you look back and here lies David Goggins, a punk.
That's it. And I get to live. So whatever heaven or hell is, you're in hell the rest of your life. The rest of your life. And if there is a God, which I hope to God there is, knowing what I put myself through now, whatever memories I have, if there's any at all, I'll be a happy man. But I knew that I was going to pay for this while I was living or while I was dead. I was going to pay for this. Because basically, to me, it was a huge sin. I'm basically just going to sit here and just be a comfortable man. I'm not even going to try.
Some people are just, they become, like you said, it gets real small when you're lazy and you're fat. Your will. Their will is so small that they don't have any, and you can't give it to them. There has to be something. This is what I'm talking about now, because this isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book, because I was all this shit and then a lot more of fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You can watch me, you can watch you, you can watch fucking Rogan and Cameron Haynes, all these motherfuckers. You can go to Tony Robbins' fucking bullshit, all this shit. You can do all this shit. If you could keep going back and keep spending money and spending money and spending money with no results, you can wonder, wow, maybe let me go try out David Goggins. He ain't gonna fucking help you. You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? Your friend, and a lot of people out here, just don't fucking want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life. Go from 3 to 350 to 400 to 450 to 500 because you don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. I can't give you shit. You can't give them shit. We can give you ideas. But in the day, when I was losing the weight, I had to miserably wake up every morning in the cold because it was Indiana, November when it started. I was miserable. This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just fucking sucks. I developed a reality that wasn't real. That's the thing we always do. We can have a great life, but we always build this reality around the one thing we don't have. So therefore, our great life, we don't even see it. We see the one piece of clothing we weren't able to get versus the amazing things we have. So we focus on that. I was the king of focusing on the one bad thing in my life. The one bad person called me nigger. Everything bad, I focused on that. But over here was a beautiful reality of my life. Even though I came from nothing, where I could have taken my mind for the possibilities of where I can go if I work harder. That was all over here, but I lived in the filth over here. So basically, what I started doing was, when I was 297, I thought about, my God, man, like this could be my life. And I thought, okay, what does heaven look like? I don't know. No one does, I imagine. So I was like, okay, I imagine that there's a big long line and you got judgment and you're God. Let's say you're God and I'm just David Goggins. Big long line and you're talking to Jane Doe. Jane Doe goes by and behind you is a big whiteboard. And the whiteboard has like just a piece of paper and you pull it down. The next person in line is David Goggins. And on this board, it has all this stuff on it, but I can't see because I'm too far back in line. So I come up, I sit down, now you're talking to me. David, congratulations, you made it to heaven. How you feel? And right now I'm 300-pound man. Ecolab guy, I'm 71 years old. This is what I'm thinking at 24 years old, okay? I'm dead, I'm in heaven, you're God. You pull the paper down, it says David Goggins. I'm reading it and I'm looking at it. It has my name, but on this paper, it says everything about you. Everything, because God knows all. And I'm looking at it and I'm seeing 185 pounds, Navy SEAL, changed people's lives, all these amazing things. Public speaker, blah, 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 motivational, all the best-selling book. I look at God, I say, God, the name is right, but what's on here is not me. He goes, it should have been you. This was the life that you were supposed to live, but you didn't try. So this is the life that you have. So what I think to myself is, are you in heaven? Am I talking to God or am I talking to the devil? Because I'm in hell now to see that that was supposed to be my life, but because I didn't try hard enough, because I didn't put forth every single bit of an ounce of pressure in my body into being better, they end up being a 300-pound guy that made $1,000 a month, and I was fine there. That was okay. So that's how my mind works. It works that way to see, where is this gonna take me? What's the possibility?
You know, I worked out so hard, I didn't have time to stress, man. I was running right. 150 miles a week. Right. I was biking to work, man. I was getting after it, man. I was working a full-time job. And stretching and doing that. So my body was literally getting tighter and tighter, not just from what I was doing. Everybody thinks, oh, because you ran this. No, it wasn't that, man. And So I said, no, I'm going to try and stretch out. So I don't do anything for like 10 minutes or, you know, I don't do no 6 minute ab bullshit. So I started stretching out 1 hour, hour and a half. Long story short, man, I shaved my head almost every morning. And that bump that was on the back of my fucking head, I started realizing it was shrinking for some fucking reason. I don't know why, because I shaved my head back and I was like, it's getting smaller. The smaller that bump got, the healthier I got. The smaller that bump got, I was like, oh, hold up, motherfucker. What's going on? That psoas muscle started getting more and more stretched out, more and more relaxed. And over a period of 5 years, I'm in the best shape of my damn life right now from stretching out.
Wow.
That's all it was. I went from like, I can't even count the medications I was on. Now I'm on a very low dose thyroid pill, period.
Do you ever do yoga?
All the time, man. All the time. And I if I were to tell somebody one thing right now, man, that psoas muscle and getting that hip flexor opened up, because we're all stressed the fuck out. It's almost worse than others. It changed my life.
The impact I want to have in the world is for everybody to be able to face who they are. I want to have that kind of impact where you can go on TV. You can put your life on a billboard. You're not ashamed of who the fuck you are. You're not ashamed of what life made you, what you helped life make you. All that shit, all that bad shit that's now in this big pot that's stirring, you're no longer ashamed of it. You realize we're all fucked up. Stop judging yourself against other fucked up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered shit better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're fucked up. I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.